Kenneth, Kennetth, Scallion, Scallions. Today's 1/28/25. He was born 3/3/55. Mr. Scallion is being seen for face-to-face today. He's a 69-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with a history of alcoholic liver disease, period. New paragraph, he's continued to drink till just a month or so ago, period. He also suffers from history of GI bleed, anxiety, basal cell carcinoma of the face, history of cardiac arrest, congenital kidney disease, right-sided weakness related to stroke. He's pretty much bedbound, but he still tries to get up and use the bathroom. He's at a very, very high risk of fall, period. He has right knee pain, back pain, because of multiple injuries during his rodeo days, period. His kidney disease, that's stage 3A, period. He his vitals 150/76, pulse of 69, O2 side 95%, period. He has shallow breath sounds, period. He's now requiring morphine ER, 30 milligram BID, and morphine 15 IS Q6 for pain, period. Patient KPS is at 40%. His MAC is at 30 centimeter today. His sister is his primary caregiver, but our social worker is in the process of getting him more help because he definitely needs more help at home, period. Since last visit, his amlodipine and Coreg have been discontinued. He continues with Lamictal, Lactulose, Trazodone, Protonix, and he's no longer taking his duloxetine because of his preferences, period. Patient is has severe neuropathy, alcoholic neuropathy of the lower extremity, which makes his walking very difficult, period. Has minimal ascites and increased confusion, both related to his dementia as well as alcoholic liver disease, period. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Let me see if I put everything in there that I was supposed to. Put down patient is definitely has he's close to total ADL dependency. He has bouts of incontinence, but he tries to get up and go to the bathroom at a very, very high risk of fall. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.